We are all responsible for our own happiness. You are responsible for your happiness, and I am responsible for my happiness. I know it's feel kind of harsh for many to hear that, but it's true. You can't depend on other people or demand from other people to make you happy. It's nice though, of course, if somebody organically just cheer you or make you happy or do something that makes you smile or feel love or whatever. But a lot of times in life, and for many people, they're much alone. Or there can be tough situations in the world, like we're in the midst of now. And we have to dig deep into ourselves to reveal the layers. Because, as I said thousands of times before, and I really mean it, everybody is magic. It's not to be found outside. Of course, again, nice if somebody wants to contribute with something, but you can't force them. You can't crave other people's happiness and demand them to give it to you or to cheer you if it's not organically from them or from the heart. So everybody have a life. Some are rich, some are poor, some are very healthy, some are very sick, and there's something between, of course. And again, how do we define happiness? What is happiness to you? And that's also something you have to go in and check out with yourself. What is real, true, real happiness? What does that mean to you? Where do you feel it in your body? And how do you express it? Or is it just a feeling? So I think it's so important especially in tough times, to dig deep into your own magic and reveal it and unwrap it and get it out there for yourself and also for others if you feel you want to share your magic. But as long as life has been, we have to come to ways to survive and thrive and be happy. Our forefathers and my grandparents experienced the Second World War. And somebody was in the First War. And there has been a lot of wars, of course, in the world. And again, terrors and heavy poverty and lack of food in many countries. And so of course, it would be nice if you could just ring a bell or just call Santa or an angel or God, and in a second you would just be happy or have a lot of food or a lot of money or whatever you need, or a job, whatever. But usually for most people it doesn't work that way. And I think it's important to pray to whom you believe in, what's make you feel safe and what you feel have worked for you. I pray a lot. I love to pray. I think it's a sacred act. And also a kind of meditation, and to ground myself and be in my body and be in gratitude and be in something that is also bigger than me, and greater or vaster than me. But I also think it's to take responsibility for myself, and especially for us that have children or if you have somebody sick in your family that you take care of, to take some time to indulge yourself with your own magic. And it can take some time, especially when it's hard, and especially if you're sick or if you struggle with money or struggle with relationship or whatever, but to fill yourself up with things that are good for you. And I said it so many times before, you become what you take in and digest. So I just see it around. If I compare myself to some of the people closest to me growing up and just see them feed themselves with alcohol and smoke and long nights at the town, falling asleep, crawling home, watching thrillers or horror movies, always when they have some spare time, they put on a psychological thriller or see some, I don't know what you call it in English. Programs where you kind of are not nice to each other. It's a lot of shaming and talking behind their backs and everything. And you can't expect, if that's what you're feeding yourself with, and just heavy metal all the time. I have people in my life that are in heavy metal bands. So, but to a certain amount, you cannot do it all the time with all this heavy stuff. It's a part of life, but you also have to fill up with some more dreamy, pinky, fairy, angelic energies to balance it out, because both of them are kind of real. The high frequency and the low frequency and everything in between, we need all of them. They're all useful. It's very useful to feel heavy and sad and everything when you are that and be in that for a while, and then kind of dare to open up the windows and get some fresh air and see some sun and hear some birds singing to you. So I think it's so important to get the good books that motivates you, inspire you. And if you're listening to a lot of music, also to some light music and love music and things that gives you hope. And if you're listening to podcasts as well, not just to a lot of science and all this, but also, again, dreamy things, childlike things, things that makes you fantasize in a good way into a brighter future or into nature, or go into nature if you are allowed or have the possibility to do that. So, and surround yourself with, when you can again, good people that makes you laugh or just make you feel yourself, that you can be true to yourself and you can talk from your heart and you are accepted and valued and respected in every way. Or yeah, go into nature and hug a tree, or go barefoot on the beach, pick some flowers and fill up the living room or even your bedroom if you need. Put some Himalaya salt in your hot tub or in your foot bath, and some essential oils maybe, and cook with organic or natural food from scratch and be in the process and make it be like a meditation. Take with you your family maybe and make food from a lot of beautiful colors and good smells and yeah, I don't know, be creative, paint, finger paint and find some beautiful sheets of paper and in different colors and cut them up and glue them together in patterns. And there's so much you can do with pearls. Make some jewelries with pearls. Be creative with that. Or with stones, even go into the woods and get some stones and glue them together and make some Santa Clauses or trolls. We made a lot of trolls when we were kids, especially. Or use what you have. Be creative with what you have. Maybe with the cart, instead of recycle and throw things away to recycle, you can maybe paint something or glass with or jars with jam when they're finished, to put up some Himalaya salt or dried flowers or tea, or and make a beautiful label and these things, and can also of course be given away for Christmas. I'm making most all my presents this year by hand, homemade with love. I made some books and some inspirational cards with flowers, and I might make organic skincare. Did that for years, 14 years, my own skincare, without any, just natural organic and nothing synthetical in them, and just to take care of my skin the natural way when there's so much toxicity already out there and inside because of food we have been fed since we were children. At least in my family, there were kind of no wisdom about our knowledge about what we put into our bodies. So then we have to clean that up in later years. And all in this is magic. To be present, to be breathing, to be in colors, to be in creativity, to find or drag out the artist in you, sing, play some instruments. If you have a drum or a book to drum on, just to get out some feelings of frustration or stagnation or whatever. Use what you have where you are. And again, be grateful for what you have and not for what you miss or lack. So there's always something or someone to be grateful for. I said it again. If it's your dog, your cat, your bird, your rabbit, your flowers, your furniture, your food, if you have a roof over your head or a small apartment or a big apartment, but that you have somewhere to stay so you're not on the street. If you have a good friend or you have a good significant other, or you have clean water, or if you can take a shower every day, or if you have a clean bed so you can sleep well. Or maybe you have a TV so you can watch your favorite movies, or you have a phone so you can call friends or be on Zoom with them or whatever to communicate with people, even if you can't meet them in person. Maybe you have a view to the ocean or to the beach or to the mountains, or you can see the sunset from where you live or the sunrise. Maybe you have some beautiful pictures or paintings on your wall that was given to you, or maybe you have painted them or taken them yourself with beautiful frame on it. Maybe you have some lovely clothes that you love that are comfortable and hopefully organic or natural. So your cells can breathe through them. Or a good couch that you can rest in or sleep in, Yeah, so I think the list of things to be grateful for, it's so long, really, for your health. And again, if you have health problems, not just think of what is not functioning, but what is functioning. Can you breathe? Can you laugh? Even if you have pain, maybe there's times to laugh now and then, or to feel love inside yourself. Or maybe you are able to do gymnastics another kind of, go to the gym. Just to be able to bend your knees, that's not for everybody either. Or you have a flexible back, or you have strong arms, or you can go to the toilet by yourself, and you are able to sit and walk for long periods of time. Not everybody can do that either. So I think if you just took some time to sit down and write everything that is functioning in your life or with your body, not focus on only the thing that, of course, you should give it a thought and some love and knowledge to the things that are not good. And we are not trying to be hyper positive here. That's not a clue. You should be real and raw and authentic. But to be that, you have to see both sides. So you have to acknowledge the sadness and the sorrow and the hurt and the pain and the kind of dark, heavy stuff. And then you also have to switch over to see everything that is functioning, that you can be grateful for, that you feel love for, that lifts you. Again, if it's people, animals, or physical, materialistic things, whatever it is that fills your heart or make you smile or make you go to bed and feel safe. So again, in the midst of crisis, and there will be a lot of them in the future as well, different kinds. So to evolve as humans and souls, don't let us be weak. Don't let anybody take away our magic or our power, because we have our power inside of us. We have our magic, our love and light. The peace is essential of who we are. It's in our soul. And if we connect or reconnect with that, we can really survive a lot of shit. People have done this before us since the beginning of time. Animals have did it as well. So it's up to each and every one of us to dig deep, find some humble, creative, lovable, peaceful power inside that we can bring out. Not just to save the world, but to save our world first, so you can feel, so you don't get bitter because you give all your energy away, but also share when you have something real, organic to share. If it's come from a pure place in your heart and it feels natural and it's not making you feel lack or bitter or angry because you gave more than you had. So there must be balance both ways, and give to the people you feel appreciate you and what you have to give, even if it's a joke or a storytelling or it's a gift, some physical gift or something you can do to help them. A skill you have that you can help with. So whatever it is. So take care of yourself and don't be afraid of your light and your magic. And again, remind yourself, as long as you are a grown-up person, you are responsible for your own happiness. Don't wait for others to bring that to you because they are not, there's no law that says they have to come and be magical or be make you happy. They are not, you cannot demand that from anybody. But I hope you take the time to find that in yourself. I promise you everybody has it. For somebody, it comes easier because of what we have fed ourselves with and who we have been raised with or how we have met different roadblocks and traumas and everything. But it's there for everybody. It's not just for somebody. You can see it in every country. People that have been through heavy shit and you don't even understand why they are standing on their own 2 feet and can't breathe anymore. And they're smiling and they're sharing for people and they are magical and they have their hearts in their eyes. And it's so beautiful to see. And everybody have this. It's not just exclusive for somebody. It's for everybody. But you have to do the work to go in there and dare to find it. Look into your organs and cells and into your heart and into your soul and work it out like everything else. What you train, what you use your time on, you will be good at eventually. So in your essence, you are magic and light and love and peace and humble power. So I promise you will find it. And now it's my favorite time. It's December. So this is really the time to be magical. Again, Christmas spirit all over. The lights are coming up in the windows. And try to find the good things in what's in your day. Again, give some love to the heavy stuff and then go up and find a list and write down everything that you can smile about. Even if it's somebody you don't know, if it's somebody you just listen to, if you're happy that your favorite artist have been writing a new song maybe, it's also something. So you can find a lot of things, I promise. So I hope you dare to find your magic and also share it if you have room for that, and try to enjoy December every day towards Christmas. And remember, it's not the gifts, the big materialistic stuff that cost a lot of money. It's the Christmas spirit is something, it's a feeling, it's a state of mind and heart and soul. It's something found inside when you can smile if you go through, pass by a house or a window with a heart with light in it or a star, or just look up to the evening sky and there's a lot of small beautiful stars there, or maybe the snow has come somewhere, not it's gone here now, it was here for a little day. So be in the moment. Don't try to be in the when things were better or when things will be better again. Just be here and now and breathe and see what you have and find something good in that. Find some love for yourself, in yourself, and for the closest people to you and to the people around the world that are doing so much good stuff now to help heal as a collective and do so much good to heal themselves, to be the best version of themselves that can be, and to be healthy and strong to face everything that is coming our way, because that is also our responsibility to make ourselves strong, not in a cynical way, but in a humble, good way. That's so important. So I wish you so much love and peace and light and happiness for December. See you soon.